I'm ready when you are.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Board of Commissioners meeting for Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. Please join me in flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Of course. Talk about that later.
Once again, welcome. The first order of business today are the minutes of the September 11th, 2019 board meeting and the September 11th, 2019 work session.
Mr. Chair, I move approval of the minutes from the September 11th, 2019 board meeting and September 11th, 2019 work session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 11th, 2019 board meeting and the September 11th, 2019 work session. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign, motion carries. Now is the time on our agenda for visitors' comments. Anyone who'd like to address the board, please come forward and identify yourself by name and address for the record. She can't trip over anybody getting here, so. All right, we'll move on past that. Our first matter of the day is just an announcement that today is our Columbia County Employee Appreciation Picnic. We're going to be going out to the fairgrounds after this meeting and having some lunch and some festivities with all of the employees of the county. And this is one of our few opportunities that we get a chance to thank our employees for the great work that they do and get a chance to take a little bit of time and just visit with each other and have a good time. So if you're coming to the courthouse today and there's a department that's understaffed or something when you get here, it's because they're out doing what we need them to do, and that's socializing a bit with their colleagues. They'll be back in an hour or two. So with that, we'll move into the consent agenda. A is ratified of the select to pay for 9/16/19. B is authorized the district attorney to fill the vacant position of department secretary. C is approved the corrected appointment letters of Greg Lines, David Brown, and Alan Johnston as members of the Columbia County Jail Operating Citizen Advisory Committee with a term to expire June 30th, 2020, and authorize the chair to sign. D is approved the corrected appointment letters of Jim Gibson and Marianne Anderson as members of the Columbia County Jail Operating Citizen Advisory Committee with a term to expire June 30th, 2021, and authorize the chair to sign. E is approved the corrected appointment letter of Bob Brasich as member of the Columbia County Jail Operating Citizen Advisory Committee with a term to expire June 30th, 2022, and authorize the chair to sign. F is approved the reappointment of Ingrid Chamberlain to the Columbia County Fair Board, position number 3, with a term to expire January 1st, 2022, and authorize the chair to sign. G is authorized the land development director to fill the office manager 1 position. Agreements, contracts, and amendments as follows. H is order number 71-2019 in the matter of declaring certain personal property owned by Columbia County to be surplus to the county's needs and direct the disposal or sale thereof, which is a public health department pickup truck. I is C83-2019, second amendment to the personal services contract by and between Columbia County and Correct Care Solutions Incorporated.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to pull items B and G for discussion.
B and G.
Mr. Chair, I would move to approve the consent agendas item A, C, D, E, F, and agreements, contracts, and amendments, H and I.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda and agreements, contracts, and amendments minus item B and G on the agenda for discussion. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign, motion carries. Okay, Commissioner Tardif, on
yes.
Item B and G.
I pulled items B and G because since January of this year, we have hired 13 positions and we have 10 current open positions plus 4 that are not on my list that we recently approved and the additional two brought before us today. So that equals a total of 16 outstanding positions to fill and 13 that we've already filled for a total of 29 positions this year. I am concerned about the sustainability of our county and our finances and cannot move forward approving filling any position until we do an organizational assessment and a needs assessment to understand where we're at and create a sustainability plan to move us forward.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Tardif.
Commissioner Tardif, are these two positions in the budget currently?
They are. One is a new position added this year, and one is a continuation to fill a vacant position that I believe becomes vacant in October, November 1st.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve items B and G.
I'll second that motion. It's been moved and seconded to, and I'll reread these. Item number B is authorize the district attorney to fill the vacant position of department secretary. And G, which is authorize the land development director to fill the office manager one position, both of which are budgeted positions. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Any further discussion items for the agenda today? Okay, nothing from anyone else. With that, we'll move on to Commissioner, I think, Tardif's comments first.
Okay, well, first up, thank you all to those who attended the Sauerkraut Festival. We can't say for certain, but it appeared to be record numbers. There were quite a few people in packed streets at all times. It was a great turnout and a lot of fun. I had the opportunity of sitting in the lounge, I guess, the social lounge, as Susie Wilson likes to call it, and met the founders of the Sauerkraut Festival and was able to share their story throughout the day. Commissioner Magruder was over there slinging sandwiches at the Scappoose Community Club, so hopefully you got one of those from her. But it was just a great day and a lot of fun. And it reminded us again the importance of community and the importance of community events to bring us all together, to talk to our neighbors and friends, and just to revive that energy within a community. Following that, this weekend is the Amani Cruise, and we will be departing from St. Helens and headed down the Columbia on the Portland Spirit to bring awareness to and raise funds for child abuse in our community and everything that the Amani Center does for these children to make sure that they are advocated for and are safe. And I look forward to that experience. And with that, I would just remind you all to meet people with kindness and compassion and try to understand where they're coming from. Sometimes it's very difficult and challenging and your emotions can get the best of you. But remember, kindness is key and lift everybody up. Have a great day.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Well, I ate my way through Columbia County this weekend, starting at the Warren Grange breakfast. And as Commissioner Tardif said, I was helping out with the Scappoose sandwich, which is beer sausage and sauerkraut at the Sauerkraut Festival. And Commissioner Johnson was she was handling the money, and Senator Johnson. I'm sorry, Senator Johnson was handling the money.
We don't want to give her a promotion.
Right. She'd be making too much money. And I was handing out the sandwiches. We had a fabulous time. I thought that I was getting a little tired on my feet, but then I looked behind me and our county clerk, Betty Huser, was back there with Kay fixing the sandwiches. So I thought, well, if Betty can keep up this pace, I can do it too. It was a lot of fun. And the line for the Scappoose sandwich was, people waited over half an hour. And I don't think it was just because I was making them, but it could have been.
They sold out, too.
I know, they sold out like by 3 o'clock. So if you got to the festival after 3 o'clock, you didn't get a sandwich. But that was just a kick. Then I headed to Columbia City got some books at the book sale, and our emergency management folks and Oregon Department of Forestry folks and traffic safety folks were there doing some great preparedness informational things for folks. Lonnie Welter said that he talked with 93 people that day and was very impressed that a lot of them were already aware and preparing for upcoming potential disasters. So that was another fun event. Yesterday, we went to the Columbia County Economic Team annual breakfast, where some wonderful businesses in our county were honored. If I leave anything out, please help me out, gentlemen. But the Vernonia Springs, if you want to go glamping, hey, what a great place. Maybe if you want to go camping too and bike riding, but the glamping, those cabins look really nice. The Plymouth Pub was recognized as a new business in town. Deborah Steele Hazen was recognized for her
lifetime
achievement, and this was done at the Plattsconnite Cultural Center, which Debbie has spearheaded the renovation of that and is now spearheading the renovation of the castle in Plattsconnite. Orapet was recognized. Who am I forgetting?
Lindsay Jones
was recognized. Lindsay has a nutritional health business. I can't remember what the name of it is. I'm sorry, Lindsay. In Columbia County, it was a great event.
And Next Energy.
The renewable diesel folks who are proposing to site at Port Westward.
And the engineer from the PUD.
That's right, Brandon. Brandon, who is the engineer from the Columbia River PUD, and he is a great young man and knowledgeable, and I spoke about him previously when I was at the Betsy Johnson station, substation inauguration, because he's able to explain energy and substations and electricity to lay people who, like me, who don't really understand it all, and he does a great job.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. We need members for the jail operating citizen advisory committee, and we need members for the Columbia County Planning Commission. So please go to our website and look up the application and apply to participate in one of those or one of our other committees throughout the county. And now we're going to go to the county picnic and have a wonderful time with all the employees, the staff of Columbia County. Great people. Thank you.
With a Greek theme.
Greek theme.
Yeah. Just a couple of things. The it was nice to, Alex, how long was it 2 years that there was a hiatus on the Sauerkraut Festival?
Was it five years?
The
last one was the 25th anniversary.
Okay, so, well, because it said 30th anniversary in the documentation, and I knew there had been a gap in time, but when I got there the other day, I was just thrilled as I drove into Scappoose from St. Helens to see cars parked all the way down to about as far as Scappoose Sand and Gravel, and through, I mean, everywhere that there was a place to park, it was full. And, you know, because sometimes when you have an event that has a hiatus,
mm-hmm.
it takes a little while to build it back up again, especially on a short planning curve. These
yeah,
guys did that
months.
In like a couple of 3 months, yeah. And so it was well coordinated, very well organized, and I kept watching the line for the sauerkraut mm-hmm. sandwich, thinking it was going to get shorter. It never did get shorter. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of fun, though, because I took my daughter Michaela and a friend of hers, Haley, from college, and Haley's going, Sauerkraut Festival? Mm-hmm. What on earth are you talking about? I don't like sauerkraut. I don't eat sauerkraut and all of this stuff. Well, before the day was over, we had sampled a number of sauerkraut-related items, and she decided that she does like sauerkraut. And we had a really good time. She kept going, sauerkraut? I just don't get it. So I was trying to feed her the history of Steinfeld and all of that stuff. But it was also kind of fun when we were sitting down in the lounge area, as you call it, eating. There was a couple of fellows that have been around town for a long time, and we were lamenting and remembering the days when everybody in town that had a half acre or a little piece of patch of ground or whatever grew cabbage. You know, if you had a little spot or a big garden or something, you grew cabbage and you threw it in the back of your pickup truck and hauled it across the tracks to Steinfeld's, and they'd buy cabbage from anybody because they pumped out a lot of sauerkraut.
And I remember when Barbara Steinfeld of the Steinfeld Pickle People was the Columbia County princess and competed for Miss Oregon.
Oh,
she
really?
Was Miss Columbia County. Yes, I was in high school and we went to Seaside to watch Barbara Steinfeld compete. She did not become Miss Oregon, but we were very proud to have
her. But she was certainly
there.
Miss Columbia County.
Right, she was Miss Columbia County, yeah.
Ooh.
That's cool. Oh, and the last thing I just wanted to mention. Many people, most people, it seems like, that ever go to the St. Helens Senior Center know Marvel Brown. Marvel's kind of the office manager. She's, you know, just the gal that kind of keeps things running. She's worked with, you know, when Cheryl Young was the manager there, and she's continued on. Anyway, I'm privileged to have Marvel as a relative by marriage. She's my brother's mother-in-law, and she also happens to be my directly across the street neighbor. But Marvel had a stroke the other day, and or at least that's what they think it was. She's been hospitalized for a few days and underwent brain surgery last night. So keep Marvel in your prayers, because she's really kind of a big bunch of the glue that holds the St. Helens Senior Center together, and a real active, engaged member of the her church and other community organizations as well. So thoughts and prayers out to Marvel as she recovers. So with that, if there's nothing else to come before the board, it's party time. We'll adjourn.